Thank you, Billy Ray. We have Jim and Nia. Unless, before we take Jim, Ifi, are you back? Okay. Jim?
Hi, yes. One key thing for us as a board is that when we from local stations come to the board, we need to bring to the board accurate information because we do have to make some critical decisions that's going to affect the network. So that information we get from our local LSB members who are on the board has to be correct. And I'm for that, and I don't like to see us operating on information that's not correct. The idea of us coming together as a unit and ironing out our differences and so forth and learning how to operate as a unit, as a board, is very, very critical. The idea of us doing something to really initiate and get that the bylaws convention started and going is also critical. When we talk about trying to improve our revenue and so forth, we need to really investigate all the different options. Some of them, as Sean was mentioning, might be digital. It might be, you know, a lot of other things. But anything that's going, those things that we know can work for us, that's not terribly expensive for us to do, we need to do that as soon as possible to start ourselves on the road of generating or creating new revenue streams without compromising the principles of the foundation.
Thank you, Jim. Nia, you're next.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on mute. Yeah, when I mentioned the four-letter word loan, I knew that that would cause a little bit of a stir. But I just don't see any other way out for us to get money. And that's a discussion, I think I said, that we would need to really have thorough discussion to decide how we're going to use that money. When we, for example, to get development directors into all stations. I don't think all stations have development directors. We have a national development director, but he's just one man. It's very difficult. We could do advertising. There are a lot of things that we could invest that money into to generate funds. You know what I mean? So I think it requires a longer discussion. And I think that if listeners hear that we're really making a good faith effort to use the money that we're going to be borrowing against the buildings to keep the foundation afloat, I think they would be okay. So according to how we do it honestly, and we just, like Lester said, transparency and a payback plan, complete transparency, all of us together talking about it, not little groups here, little groups there, but just the way we are tonight, all of us as one body discussing how we would spend the money.
Thank you, Nia.
Wendy?
And Lavarne?
You know, I'd like to tell you that I believe we're probably out of time.
Oh, that's fine.
And Sean?
We have 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
Would you like to take a minute each, or would you?
Don't waste our time asking us.
Okay, go ahead, Wendy, and then Lamar.
I just want to remind everyone that we have managed to create an extremely complicated structure here, an extremely expensive setup for all of our five radio stations. We can't keep an executive director. We can't afford to pay enough money for anybody to put their whole career and life on the line to get involved with us. We really need to get together and get some professional management in here. Our own people go out and use the press against us rather than trying to find out from us, you know, what the real story is.
Exactly.
Our staff, you know, they're wondering day to day who their boss is going to be tomorrow. I just want to remind everybody, we all love this organization, and I know we do. And I'm not talking just to this board. I'm talking to everybody listening, everybody who might listen. We're going into another election cycle, which promises to be the ugliest ever. This is not a government or a political parties or anything. This is radio. This is a radio network with the potential to really change the world. And we just, this is crazy that we're just squandering it like this. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Wendy. Lavarne?
Yeah, thank you. This is Lavarne Williams. I'm the today I'm the acting general manager at WBAI, and we're in a fundraiser. We're in a fund drive, so anyone who's listening, please support us. So I just have, I heard Nia, she was talking about the loan and building this collateral, but then you, the last time you mentioned a payback plan. So did you have an idea in terms of how that would be done, and exactly if we have these ideas in terms of are they further developed along in terms of where this money would be spent? So I don't know, kind of look like we're putting the cart before the horse if we, like, get the money and say, okay, where are we going to spend it versus having a plan to, like, do these things. Just quickly. Thank you.
Thank you.
We are at time.
Know what? We're at time, and I think this has been a fruitful beginning of this discussion. I would entertain some sort of a motion of, about how we can continue it, whether we want to do it as we've done it tonight in the Committee of the Whole, or if we want to refer it to a strategic or a recovery plan committee, or what we want to do.
I would move that initially everybody write down their wonderful ideas and send them to everybody else on the list, and then once we get all the ideas together, the next time we sit down, maybe we can prioritize it. Maybe that's not moving fast enough for some people, and I'd be happy to entertain another motion, but there's been so many ideas here that unless we all send them in and get a complete list, we won't remember half of them.
Wendy? Carolyn,
okay.
Please?
You know, we're out of time for this item, and we
a
have
suggestion.
A whole...
As someone planning the Houston PNB meeting, I have a suggestion.
Okay.
Okay, let's take Wendy then.
Well, I mean, it's coming up soon, whether it's in September or October, I don't know, but there's one more meeting of this board, and it's going to be in Houston, and we will, in Houston, have people step up to house members in their houses. I would just suggest that we add an extra day on to the PNB meeting in Houston. It won't cost the organization anything, and we work on this, you know, with a facilitator and really do it right.
Okay. Does this have a second?
Second.
All right. Is there any objection to Wendy's plan?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't quite.
I'd like to discuss it.
Well, I don't mean don't do anything between now and then either. I just mean that we should use what we can.
You know, tonight we're really pressed for time. Possibly we can continue this discussion about where we take this recovery planning from here at the next open meeting?
Maybe we add a Monday, Bonnie.
I have a job. And I bet there are other people on the PNB that might have jobs. I actually think that we have to think pretty clearly before we start making these meetings longer.
Okay.
So is there any objection to continuing this discussion at the next, maybe with a shorter time frame, at the next open meeting? All right, so let's do that, and let's go on to the next agenda item.
40 minutes, then, correct?
Yes.
Okay,
the next agenda item is talking about the recall process for recall elections, and I'll turn this over for an explanation to George.
You should all have the email I sent this morning.
Didn't see it, George. Let me get it.
At 1:07 p.m. That would probably be Central Time. There's an addition. The only addition to the version that we had at the in-person meeting was based on a conversation I had with Ricardo on the question of whether we need to actually require that the statement in the bylaws to the effect that people can be recalled because of actions which are adverse to the best interests of the radio station, whether we want to require that condition be actually pass some sort of legal scrutiny. The question really is, do we want to do this? And so that's in blue in the email that I sent you. I've written it as an amendment to the previous version. And what I'd like to do is to bring that up as an amendment so we can decide whether we want to go in that direction or not. The rest of the proposal for procedures is pretty much independent of that. But it seems to me something we need to decide at first before we go further. So I'd like to move that, and if you like, I'll read it now for the audience. So the first line of the procedures for recall is that the recall petition is to be sent to the secretary of the LSB. And in the next, I would substitute, and let me say that I'm putting this forward so we'll decide, and I'm not strongly in favor of it or opposed one way or the other. The secretary will, it was forwarded to within 2 days to the general manager, assuming that any petition that came forth would be acted on. Instead of that, the substitute is the secretary will forward it within 2 days to legal counsel previously designated by the PNB for a determination of whether or not the petition is alleging behavior that is, quote, adverse to the best interests of the foundation or the local radio station. The secretary will notify the chair of the PNB of the arrival of the petition at the same time. Counsel is to return it to the chair of the PNB within 5 working days. If the decision is affirmative, the chair of the PNB will notify the general manager of the station within 2 days of the need to certify the petition. If it is negative, the PNB chair will notify the petitioners that their charges have not met the legal standard necessary and the recall will not occur. So that's the amendment. Do I have a second for that?
A point of information here?
Second,
yes.
From Wendy.
Okay. And I'm not. This is not a comment on the motion one way or another, but are we dealing here with the bylaws? I mean, is this something we... because if it's the bylaws, then it's got to go through the whole network and a two-thirds vote.
It's not a bylaw change. It's a procedure.
It's okay. That's what I wanted to double-check.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I've incorporated in these procedures everything that the bylaw requires. It's just that the bylaws are mostly very don't require very much and don't say very much about what the procedures are. And we've already gotten in trouble with that. So this doesn't contradict any bylaw. It isn't anything we have to change. It's just a question of, do we want to have these petitions vetted by counsel for whether or not they meet the standard? And Ricardo assures me that the words adverse to the best interest of the foundation actually has some legal meaning,
yeah.
That it's not totally vague what that means.
It's not poetic.
Yeah, exactly. perhaps he could speak to that to begin with as to what that means. So if we require this and we send this out to a council, what is the standard that we're asking him to look for in the petition before it becomes valid?
Point of order, Madam Chair. Richard.
Yes.
I would ask that the language on that amendment say the corporate secretary, so there's no confusion of a recording secretary.
Yeah.
Good idea.
That would go to
okay.
And another point of information: if we pass this, would this be retroactive? Would we run the current recall efforts through the same process, or is this a motion for going forward?
That's a second. If we pass it, I think the next thing to be decided is that question. But I think we ought to decide whether we want to do this or not as a policy before we get to that. Do we think this is the right thing to do? Do we think this is the way we want to go? And then we can decide whether or not to make it retroactive.
Okay.
Jamie
so,
has a point
so,
of
to
information.
Specifically answer the question, no, it doesn't imply anything about whether we're going to apply this to ones which are already underway.
Thank you.
This is Leslie.
Right.
I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay,
is
so
that?
We're going to... let me figure out where we are. we are taking up this as a separate motion from the process. Is that correct, George?
No, this is an amendment to the process, actually.
Okay, so what happens first? Do we
vote on the amendment, whether we want to prove
good.
It or not.
Jamie, point of information?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, Jamie.
Oh, okay. My point of information is Ricardo here to explain what the California law says about what the specific meaning of that phrase, adverse to the best interest of the foundation, would include?
I don't believe Ricardo is on this call.
Okay. All right.
Thanks. He said he would be.
Another point of information, George, did he relay to you what that meant?
He gave me a couple of examples.
Hey guys.
He's here.
I'm on.
Okay, good.
I'm sorry. I had you guys on mute all this time, and I thought you were being rude. So,
okay.
All
right. Why don't we have Ricardo address that then?
Let me explain what that would look like. That motion that. George put on the table. But before I do that, I'd like to talk a bit about recall elections. Recall elections are not like our regular elections. In our regular elections, all you need to be is a member or a staff member in order to vote, and you can vote for whatever reason or no reason for whoever you want. However, when we're speaking of recall elections, there's a standard that's set by the bylaws. And the standard is not any time a certain percentage of the electorate signs a petition. It says only when the delegate has exhibited conduct that is adverse to the best interests of the foundation or the radio station. Now, that's a very general concept, but it's a strict standard. For example, if your example would be if a general manager were to require that all of our employees arrive at 8 o'clock every morning for a staff meeting, and staff didn't like it, and maybe not the general manager, but whoever was on the LSP, that could not be an action that would be adverse to the interest to the best interest of the foundation. So that's an easy one on one side. On the other side, for example, one of you described. Making statements that are contrary to the interest of the foundation to the public. That might be conduct that's adverse to the interest of the foundation, depending on what was said or done. And that's just speaking of things that are short of, obviously, criminal conduct. There's the bylaws don't say how that's determined, but it does require that standard be met before a recall can be made. Now, there's various ways, at least that I can think of, and perhaps you all can think of others, but you can do it on your own. And you can decide. You can look at a petition and decide whether that petition meets the standard. The standard is a legal standard, so you could probably use help in making that decision. Ultimately, it is your decision to make. So you could make it on your own, or you could do it by having a legal opinion telling you what Jamie asked, which is what California law work law may set out in that particular case. It's not rocket science, but every case is different. And of course, you've got to go back and redo the math and make sure it's being applied right in order to come up with a decision. My thought is that it would save a lot of grief and potential controversy if you all, as a board, look to someone else to make a recommendation or an initial determination. I could do that. I'd rather not, frankly, because, I mean, I know Bonnie and I know Brian. They're my friends. I'd rather not deal with this particular issue. And it's not anything that you have to be a particular expert. I would recommend that you all designate someone whose qualifications be that they be a good lawyer and that they not know anyone or anything other than what they've heard on the radio about Pacifica, and just have somebody who's totally neutral, occasionally, whenever there's a recall, make a determination for you to use on whether the threshold that's called for in the bylaws has been met.
Wendy. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Ricardo. So we're back to the amendment. I have Leslie first on the stack, and then
back,
Wendy.
Lizette.
No, Lizette, then Wendy. Oh, sorry. Lizette.
And then
right.
Jamie.
Okay. I didn't get that last person. Who was that?
This is Leslie,
yes.
and I'll pass for now.
Okay, Lizette.
Yes, we're trying to decide whether we agree to pass this motion, right?
Yes.
Right.
It's an amendment to the larger process for conducting recall elections.
Yes, but what we're discussing now is whether we should go ahead and pass the motion that George has put on the floor.
Is
yes.
it the amendment?
We're on the amendment only.
We're on the amendment.
The thing about the legal standard.
Let me, well, what I want to say, and I think Ricardo addressed it. I'm sorry that I didn't see Leslie's motion before, but based on what Ricardo just said, I have a problem with having people who know very little about anything passing a judgment as to what is not in the best interest of the organization. Having gone through that experience myself, I felt that the interpretation was flawed, and it sounds now like this is more to do with somebody who has some expertise in that area. So I would like us to, if possible, delay this motion and make sure that we get some kind of advice, because what can happen, I don't know whether I would have been the one to take Pacifica to court, but it would reduce the incidence of lawsuits where people just willy-nilly, because they have a majority, abuse the laws to throw people off and suspend and what have you.
Let me say
right now.
Let me respond quickly to that.
Sure.
It's like I said, it's not rocket science. The term best interest of is a legal term that's used and all the time. It's been defined. You don't need to know anything particular about the organization that you can't find out easily. And in fact, it probably makes more sense to be able to look at it like a scientist from the outside without knowing the parties or being affected by concepts that may have been gained through experience. Mm-hmm. So it's not an impediment to have someone who's not connected or knows anything about Pacifica make that determination now. It's a critical determination. It's a critical determination because people spend a lot of time and energy into being elected, and it has rather adverse consequences. I think you can't participate for 3 years, and you're subject to majority vote as opposed to the regular way we vote. So given the serious consequences and what our bylaws say about this requirement, it's not something I don't believe that we should take lightly.
I'm endorsing your point.
As far as the legal risk, it's even on both sides. If George's motion passes and the lawyer and the board were to decide that a recall was not called for, then we would be subject to any of the signers of that petition to sue us. At this point, we're subject to anyone who's being recalled, if we call a recall election, suing us. So either way, there's no added risk, and I think George's motion puts us in a neutral position should we end up in court, heaven forbid, on a recall election.
Thank you, Ricardo. Wendy?
Yeah, I've kind of been, this sort of goes with my last little speech, you know, how we could spend all our time, you know, on ourselves and just completely forget about the radio. As you know, our bylaws, we have every 2 out of 3 years we have an election. Really hope that people would use recall as a last resort. I think the first thing, you know, because you can always just vote them out next time, and that's the way we all want it to happen, is that the elections that we fought for are what rules the day. So I'm in favor of this amendment because I've also brought it up that, you know, Pacifica spends a couple $100,000 to do each election, and then to go for recall rather than through these other resources makes us that we're spending even more money. And my idea actually is that, if you're talking about a listener delegate election, you should lobby your people on the board to try and remove them that way if you want to get them off, because to have to mail to 16,000 members or whatever in a recall ballot is hugely expensive for the Pacifica Foundation. And I actually another thing that needs to happen is we need to clarify who pays for what, because people just think, well, the national office will pay that. Not a big deal. It doesn't hurt my station. It does hurt your station. There's things that, you know, the national office shouldn't have to pay for a recall at one of the stations. So it does come out of your station budget, and I think that people initiating recalls should have to pay for them themselves. That's it. I'm in favor of the amendment, at least
Thank
to have
you,
a
Wendy.
Standard by what we judge what a recall is.
Thank you, Wendy.
If I could just interject quickly on Wendy's remarks, given that our bylaws does not set the manner in which recalls are conducted or how they're called, it just sets the standard by which to call them, you have the authority to set the rules, such as how many days before the regular elections are they held on the day of the general election. In order to save on your resources. So you have a lot of flexibility on how you want to run this.
Thank you, Ricardo.
If I could say one more thing, too, is that there's all, right now we've got before us two completely different factions. So anybody that would think that, I'm in favor of any one side or anything, I'm really not. It's just a way to get through this.
Madam Chair, it's Bonnie. Could I get on stack?
Yeah. Jamie and then Bonnie.
And then Nia, please.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for bringing this point forward. I have to tell everybody that since the discussion we had about recall in New York, it was the first time I really pondered the issue. I have to say I'm very concerned about the recall in our bylaws for this reason. The cornerstone of our bylaws in the election process is that we have elected boards. This means that the board of directors is now a legitimate body that represents the interest of the membership, the listeners and staff at Pacifica radio stations. We didn't have that before 2003. One of the big criticisms of the board in 1999 and 2000 was that they weren't representative of anybody but themselves, and certainly not staff and listeners at many of the stations. So it was easy for many people to come to the conclusion, including myself, that you didn't have to listen to what they had to say. That's not good. And also in our bylaws, the way we elect these boards to represent the many constituencies and groups around Pacifica stations is by proportional representation. That means that all you need to do, and I think that's a good thing, otherwise the largest group would kind of run the deal and all the other groups would get marginalized and blocked out, which or potential for that to happen. I think the proportional representation is a good thing, and people need to understand what that means. That means if you're a listener delegate, you really only need 10% of the people voting to vote for you, and you can win a seat on the board because 9 people get elected at one time. 90% of the people can dislike you. They may not think you may not think you're good. 50% of them may hate your guts. But if 10% of them like you, you have earned yourself a seat on the board. And, you know, if you're good, you can work with the people there and influence policy and help the radio station as you see best. And you can represent the 10% of the constituents, the membership that put you there. And likewise, for staff election, if you get the support of 25% of the people, you have earned yourself, once again, earned yourself a seat on the LSB, and you can work on the board and work for the best interest of the radio station as you see it and represent the people that put you there. And that's proportional representation. And once again, 50% of the staff may think you're horrible, but they can't block you from getting on the board in a proportional representation election if you have the support of that 25%. Now, it dawns on me that the big problem with recall, as it's written in our bylaws, it's a simple majority can recall a person off of a board. What that means is, let's say you are a listener delegate with the support of 10 or 20 or 30% of the electorate, but 50% of them don't like you, even though you have earned yourself a seat on the board via the proportional representation, which is a cornerstone of our bylaws, you can still get thrown off via recall in a simple majority election. That is to say that recall will undo proportional representation. This worries me very much because I can see Pacifica being what it is, that various players around the network may want to use recall to get people off boards that they could not keep off in the legitimate way through the proportional representation regular elections. So I'm very happy to see that there's a proposal here to impose a standard for recall that, you know, has some legitimacy to it. I was very concerned that basically the standard would be, well, we don't like you, so we're recalling you. For me, that's not good enough to launch a recall election. Especially now, you know, we have a couple of situations with these recalls. In New York, one of the people who's subject to recall is actually running for a seat. His term is up. Actually, both of them, their term is up this year, and they're being recalled. In Berkeley, one of the people's term is up this year, and she's, you know, subject to a recall. That, you know, doesn't really seem, in a well-operating outfit, you know, that wouldn't happen. You would only recall people whose terms were not ending and weren't running again. So I am happy to see this. I have one quick question about the amendment that's been put forward. George or Ricardo, can you explain, does this say if the council makes a determination that the board is bound to follow it, or does the council make the determination to the board, to the PNB, and then the PNB decides whether or not to accept the council's determination?
As I've written it, it's the council. It's the council's determination, so it sort of takes it out of the hands of the PNB. But you can make an amendment if you like, and have the PNB make that a recommendation.
I would suggest that be the case, because I don't know that the PNB can make that ultimate determination turned over to a delegate.
Right.
Okay, well, then I would like to amend the motion. Well, perhaps, George, you wrote the motion. Can you think of language to amend it so that the recommendation is made to the PNB?
Yeah. If
just make the amendment, Jamie, and if we get a second, then it'll fly.
I didn't write the language. I'm not sure.
For language.
Decision is a if a decision,
it's simple. It's simple. The secretary the council is to return it to the chair of the PNB within 5 working days. The PNB will make a decision on whether to proceed with the recall based on this. We don't need that. The PNB will make a decision as to whether to proceed with the recall within a period of 10 days.
Wait.
The amendment would replace the last two sentences of the what's there.
Okay. So if the say what you said one more time, George.
The council is to return it to the chair of the PNB within working days. The PNB will make a decision as to whether to proceed with the recall within 10 days.
Okay. Within, let's say within 10, you think that's too short?
10 working days, 2 weeks, let's say, 14 days.
Okay. Okay, that's good. Yes, I would make that motion to add that language to this amendment.
Second. Okay.
One more quick comment. I believe if we don't put some oversight on these recalls, we will be seeing more and more recalls as more and more people understand that, you know, a recall is a great tool to get out, to deal with people who you can't really, you know, to sideline people who you can't sideline in the regular election. So I think it's important that we do something like this.
Madam Chair, this is Leslie. If we're discussing the measure as a whole, I'd like to be back on the stack.
Okay. And I also, Bonnie,
we have two amendments to a main motion.
But I just heard a good 10 minutes from Jamie about the idea of recall at all.
And could I get on the stack too, Grace?
Just a second. What we're addressing right now is Jamie just put forth a second amendment to the recall procedure motion, the main motion.
Point of order, Madam Chair, this is Richard.
I think Jamie's
amendment was to George's amendment.
Correct.
I know that. Okay, so we can have an amendment to the amendment, and can we then have another amendment to the main motion?
That's it.
Going on at the same
that's
time?
It.
Who is it?
Who is it? Okay, so that's what I'm saying.
Point of order, George, and maybe you can answer this for me. I just want to be sure I'm looking at this thing right. The motion is the whole page. The amendment is blue, and the amendment to the amendment is from Jamie.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Madam Chair, may I speak to the amendment?
Okay, after Leslie.
And Sean on the stack, please.
Okay, so well, Leslie, you go first.
I think this entire
process, if that's what we're talking about recalls, I think Jamie's absolutely right that there are fundamental problems here. But I think Wendy's also right that we're talking about a great deal of expense by avoiding doing this around the elections and including this with the election documents. And I have put forward a substitute motion to the main motion that I certainly hope we will get to tonight. Those are my comments.
Thank you. So we have Bonnie and Sean. Bonnie?
Just to be clear, right now I'm going to speak to George's amendment, but I will, when we later get to the body of the motion, have other comments. Is that clear that I'll be able to speak to those?
Bonnie, you need to speak to Jamie's amendment to George's amendment, not to George's amendment itself.
Okay.
So I will allow you to do that when be the first on the stack when we get to that.
But wait, but Madam Chair, what I'm asking is, I'm just a little unclear here because Jamie did kind of speak to the main motion in making this amendment. We are later going to have further discussion on the rest of this motion, correct?
Probably not, because it is now 10:15.
Madam Chair, there are certainly items within this whole motion that bear discussion.
I understand that, but that may have to be taken up at a future meeting. I'm not sure.
But we will have an opportunity to discuss it at some point before it is up for vote, correct?
That is up to the body. It's not up to me personally. So why don't we go on to Sean, who's next on the stack.
Well, can I make my comment about the amendment?
You can make your comment about the
amendment. Very short, and I think people may be in agreement on it. because I just think we have a small sort of, not a Scribner's error, but just something to consider in this amendment that George put forward, is that the secretaries of the LSBs are volunteer, and I think that it is kind of restrictive to put a limit on of 2 days for an LSB secretary to turn something over, and I wouldn't want that to become a point of contention in a recall process.
Thank you, Bonnie. Sean, you're next on the stack.
Thank you. I haven't made up my mind one way or the other on any of these things, and I apologize. I have family members in town today, so I didn't get a chance to really peruse this thing. It's an important amendment about recalls, and we've got a motion about recalls, and we've got amendments upon amendments. Might we postpone the vote to the later election so that we can really look at this? Because I'm conflicted right now. I don't know which way I would vote on it, because I don't feel I can make an informed vote on it right now. So I'd like to put forth a motion for postponement for at least one meeting, so that we can all come up to speed and vote in an informed manner.
Okay, I'd like to make a comment on that, and I'd like to, for just a moment or two, turn the chair over to Joe.
Okay. Go ahead, Greg.
Okay.
Did you get that I seconded that?
I heard that, Susan.
Okay. Okay, Joe, can you recognize me for a moment?
Yeah, I recognize you. Go ahead.
Okay, there are two recall elections that have been requested, one at KPFA, one at WBAI. Postponing this discussion would mean that we would need to freeze both of those recalls. I hope that you all understand that.
Well, right now there's a motion to postpone on the floor.
This is George. I'd like to speak to the motion to postpone.
Okay. All right. Do you want to understand that this is an actual procedure that's not now ongoing at two stations? All right. That's all I have to say. You want to turn the chair back to me, Joe?
Yes. I'll turn the chair back over to Greg.
Okay. So now we have a stack, I believe.
You have a motion to postpone, Madam Chair, I believe.
And I'd like to speak to it.
Motion to postpone has been seconded. I believe that Susan wanted to. Did you want to speak to it or just second it, Susan?
Second it.
Okay. So you want to speak to the motion to postpone, Sean?
Yeah, you heard me. I don't have to, you know, regurgitate it. This is complicated. It's important. And we really need time to have to digest this and figure out if it's right. And also, as I asked earlier, would this be retroactive to these, the things that are currently going on, the recalls that are currently going on? And from what you've told us, you know, this is going to have ramifications on that. So I would suggest that we postpone so we could digest all this, straighten out how it's going to, or at least contemplate how it's going to affect the current recalls so that we can vote in an informed fashion.
Okay. George, did you want to make a comment?
Yes, I hope you will vote not to postpone this. There is no information that you're missing. The amendments are clear enough. There's really no further, nothing further you need to know about whether or not we should or not have legal counsel on this. The question of what's going to happen with the existing ones is not in front of you. You can make it in front of you if you like, but it isn't. There is some urgency in getting these procedures in place because we do not have any procedures, and we are running into problems in these ongoing these two recalls because of that fact, because we do not have even minimal procedures in place, and the local people have to make it up as they're going along. I think it needs direction from the PMB. It's been in front of us now since the meeting in New York, and I think we should just go ahead and vote on it.
Okay. We're getting very short on time.
We have only about 35 seconds.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I in just trying to decide whether to vote to postpone or not, I need to know whether in motion is going to be given proper time for discussion.
Okay. Right now, because we're almost out of time, we have only enough time to vote. So we are going to go immediately now to a vote, and if you wish to have further discussion, I think that you should vote no on the postponement, or yes, whatever you, if you want to postpone, that would actually give more time. So
yes,
you would vote
exactly.
Yes,
I was about to say.
Okay.
Wait, point of order?
Yes, go ahead.
Isn't there like 8 minutes left or something like
yes,
that?
Yes, there is.
That's about enough time.
We don't move to a vote now. We move to a vote in 8 minutes.
I have 1 minute and 37 seconds on the clock since this discussion started, folks.
Okay, so I'm going to move that I'm going to ask Richard to take the vote on the motion to postpone. Richard,
okay, the motion. The vote on the motion to postpone, Sherry Gendelman.
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons.
Yes.
Jerry, was yours a pass or a yes?
Mine was pass.
Okay. Andrea Turner. Joe Gonzalez. Andrea, I'm sorry.
Hello.
Yeah, Andrea.
Yes.
Yes, okay, thank you. Joe Gonzalez.
I'm going to pass.
Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
And Leslie Radford.
I'm going to pass.
Rico Ross. George Ryder.
No.
Senator Rollin. Sandra, I can't hear you. Wendy Srell?
Yes, I'm not comfortable at all.
Susan Young?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
Stacey Bird?
Pass.
If you're there, I can't hear you. Oh, you pass? Okay.
That's passing.
Lizette King?
Abstain.
Billy Ray Edwards?
Abstain.
David Beaton? David, can't hear you. Sia Wangaza?
Yes.
Okay, back to the people that passed. Sherry Gindelman?
Yes.
Joe Manzala?
Abstain.
Leslie Radford?
No.
I didn't hear Sandra Rawl on it. Are you there, Sandra? Okay, Kathy Davis? Kathy, I can't hear you.
No.
Kathy?
No, can you hear me?
Is this Kathy?
Yes. Hello?
Yes, we can
Kathy,
hear you.
Kathy, how do you vote on this?
No.
Stacey Byrd?
Yes.
It's 11-4-3.
Okay.
Here.
Consideration of this agenda item is therefore postponed.
To the next regularly scheduled meeting, Madam Chair?
Yes. I will put it high up on the agenda of the next special meeting, special teleconference. Okay. We're about out of time for this meeting.
Point of information?
Yes.
Does that mean that the elections in WBAI and KPFA are on hold?
Correct.
Thank you.
As I stated earlier.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I might suggest to the Governance Committee that since it's been postponed so that it can be studied in more detail, that they take a deeper cut at the conduct of the elections, such as, you know, the things that people have spoken about tonight.
Pardon me? Can you clarify that, Ricardo? I don't understand what you mean by that.
Yes,
deeper cut.
Like timelines. For example, if the Governance Committee should feel that a recall election cannot be called within a certain time period from a regular election, for example.
Okay.
Or that a recall election has to be held during a regular election if it's within a year, let's say. I'm just off the top of my head, the items that people have, the problems that people have raised, such as having people recalled at the same time that they're on the ballot for the regular election. The cost, theoretically, you could tax the costs on the people that are calling the recall, or a certain amount, $500, for example. And so these are the things that the board can make its policy as its policy as far as the conduct of the recall elections. And the Governance Committee may want to think about it further than just the motion that was made tonight.
Thank you, Ricardo. It's now toward the end of the meeting, and we need to set the date for the next meeting. The regularly scheduled date would be a little more than 2 weeks from tonight, on Sunday, August 23rd at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, and what would that be? 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So if there's no objection, I will send out a notice to that effect, and I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Is there any objection to adjourning this meeting? And we're going to be going immediately to, let's give ourselves a 3-minute break, 3 minutes to the executive session.